Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are so grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm 119, verse 18. It says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." That was the cry of David, and he was a man after God's heart because he was keenly interested to know the will of God and the mind of God. My dear brothers and sisters, the scriptures teach that our faith in Christ employs all of our God-given senses. Number one is our sight. The Bible says, "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth." Isaiah 45:22 says that. Second is hearing. "Hear and your soul shall live." Isaiah 55:3. Third is smell. "Thy name is as ointment poured forth," Song of Solomon 1:3. Touch. "If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole," Matthew 9:21. And lastly is taste. And the Bible says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good," in Psalm 34:8. In order to receive God's truth properly, then we must have our entire being alive and alert to His every prompting. In general, most Christians do not deliberately and dramatically disobey God. Instead, we simply do not heed Him by being sensitive to His leading in the small details of our lives. How important that we learn the lesson taught in this passage of Scripture, that we can understand that how we can communicate the truth with a loving heart to share God's love all around. That is what it is important, that all of this is only possible if we are illuminated by the Holy Spirit during times of quiet waiting. I was listening to a beautiful hymn, "Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready for my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine." It was written by Clara Scott many years ago, and beautiful hymn, and you will love that. In 1882 it was published. So my dear brothers and sisters, ask God to activate your senses for receiving His truth and to make you more sensitive to the needs of those who need to hear this particular truth and to experience His love in their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. This morning we give you the praise and the glory and the honor and dominion and power and authority because it all belongs to you. I humble myself and we humble ourselves before you, and we come near to you, Lord, today, and we yield ourselves completely into your hands. We yield our spirit, our soul, and our body. And we, Lord, your word tells us that whatever is committed in God's hands, He will take care of it. Lord, I pray that, Father, we commit our lives into your hands, and we know that you are our Father. You take care of us, O Father. Our minutest details are looked after by you, and therefore we are grateful to you and we are thankful to you. Today, Lord God Almighty, we look up to you for your goodness and for your grace and for your mercy, that you supply it abundantly upon our lives, that your great glory will surround us, your grace will lead us, your spirit that lives within us will bless us besides the still waters and green pastures. Today, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing, O God. I bless them in the name of the Lord. And I pray that you will be glorified and be magnified in and through the lives of Father God. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, Lord God Almighty, I rebuke that sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Lord, healing is the bread of the believers. Healing is the birthright of the saints. And I pray that your people will be well and healthy and whole in the name of Jesus. Father, we appreciate you, we love you, and we give you all the glory for all your blessings that come upon us. Help us to serve you better today for the glory of your name and represent you correctly in this world. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.